Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back in it, we need your help, text line 913-586-7965 for you astronomers out there. You can head over to my Twitter page, at Dusty Likens. The moon is very awesome this morning. I text the guys on the way here, cruising down the road. I looked to my right, and I saw the moon. I saw a little planet next to it. Looks like a pierced ear. And I was like, you know, the moon's pretty cool. And then we get in here, and the text line's be like, guys, go look at the moon ahead of you a little bit. And now we don't know what that is.
No, I don't know. And I've got the app up right now, and you can see it. It's like looking at the night sky through the wall, I guess. Cool. It's the night sky app. But there's nothing that appears next to the moon. And I'm looking all around, and I go up a little bit, and that's Jupiter's above the moon. See the serpent coming out of the sky? Do you see that? Can you see the serpent up there by the moon?
What is that around it now? Like a Taurus?
It's Leo. So that's the lion. Leo the lion is kind of around the moon right now. But I don't know. Michelle Bogle with the Channel 4, my good friend over there, says that the moon is next. It could be Venus they're thinking about this morning.
So, in comes Uranus.
Of course, on the text line, yes. I mean, you ask for the text line help name a planet, and they're all saying Uranus. I mean, thank you.
First three texts to come in, it's Venus from Zach, and then another one, isn't it Venus?
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, nice. So it's Venus. I don't know, but it's
great
weird. It wasn't, was not on the Night Sky app, which is bizarre to me. Usually all that stuff appears on there, except this big serpent coming out of the ground. Mm. So the moon is awesome. This
looks
morning
really cool.
And tonight, whatever it is, but it looked really cool coming in today.
Yesterday, I thought it was interesting because Colin Cowherd was talking about the tush push, and the way that he kind of said it is that in a way that, you know, they're using it too much because Jalen Hurts has attempted the tush push more than balls thrown down the field, 10-plus yards. And the way that he kind of coined it was that it's not that, you know, they want to ban it because it's boring or stuff like that. You just can't do that. Like, it'd be like Tim Duncan, you can't do the bank shot inside the post. Well, sorry, it's efficient and it's works for me, unlike it does for anybody else. Tush push, bank shot, Tim Duncan, right? Spurs, Eagles, boring, effective, right? That's just the way that kind of went. Championship sort of mantra is how they build that. And I think the way that Colin Cowherd was describing it was that it's being used too much. It's being all the time. It's not, you know, a random third and one or a random, you know, goal line, here we are. It's more so like they're using it all the time on third and two. Oh, we didn't get it. Now it's fourth and one. We're going to use it again. So it's overly used.
Here's Colin on that.
I was thinking about the tush push. They're using it too much. This year, Jalen Hurts has attempted the tush push more than balls thrown down the field 10-plus yards.
Yeah.
Stuff changes all the time in sports because of the way it looks. I mean, the NBA got rid of the hack-a-shack. Hack-a-shack was brilliant strategy by Mike Dunleavy. They didn't like the way it looked. Baseball got rid of the defensive shift. It was great strategy. I mean, the NFL changed the catch rule. They thought players were making these dramatic catches. Fantasy football fans were like, yeah, it doesn't count. It was a buzzkill. So they changed the catch rule. There's a limit to everything.
Well, and I don't think they're going to get rid of the tush push because it doesn't look good. They're going to get rid of the tush push now because they can't officiate it. And the officials came out yesterday and have said that they have been told now to officiate this play harder and to make sure that they are throwing the flag on this play. And you guarantee you the first time they line up to run that tush push, we're probably going to see a false start penalty thrown by the referees. And if they continue to officiate it like that and continue to call 5-yard false start penalties on the offense, then the tush push goes way of the dodo bird and it becomes irrelevant, because if they can't get up to the line of scrimmage and run it properly without getting a penalty called, then they can't run that play. But I'm also anti-Colin Cowherd on this one, because I'm like, if the play's working, why stop doing it? I mean, you would be foolish on 3rd and 1 if you're the Eagles to do anything other than the tush push, or you're at 4th and goal inside the 1-yard line or in the 2-yard line. You'd be foolish to do anything else if you're the Philadelphia Eagles other than the tush push, because it does work. What, 94% of the time, I think, is the number, right? Nothing works in sports 94% of the time, right? No matter what it is. And so I think you continue to run it until they make it impossible for you to continue to run it, where they're constantly calling penalties on it. But if I'm the Eagles, I'm not taking this out of my repertoire ever. I'm at a far superior advantage. I'm at 1st and 8 every day, and everybody else is at 1st and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, again, this is the commentary.
I was thinking about the tush push. They're using it too much. This year, Jalen Hurts has attempted the tush push more than balls thrown down the field 10-plus yards.
That's insane.
Stuff changes all the time in sports. Because of the way it looks. I mean, the NBA got rid of the Hack-a-Shack. Hack-a-Shack was brilliant strategy by Mike Dunleavy. They didn't like the way it looked. Baseball got rid of the defensive shift. It was great strategy. I mean, the NFL changed the catch rule. They thought players were making these dramatic catches. Fantasy football fans were like, yeah, it doesn't count. It was a buzzkill. So they changed the catch rule. There's a limit to everything.
But also, all of those rules kind of affect every other team, too. This rule affects one team. Right? This tush push is only beneficial to one team. Yeah, but other teams kind of use that too. If you knew somebody wasn't
any good.
We saw it
come back in this year's finals. Yeah. Who was the guy that couldn't hit free throws?
That's right, for the Knicks.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson, yep.
Yeah, they just were like, every time he gets the ball, hit him, he will. And he airballed every free throw.
Right.
And so it still exists. But again, that's the first time I've seen this in Shaq, at least in my mind.
But you had somebody that was that bad at shooting free throws. You implore that, right? You do that kind of stuff. And so I just think this is a rule or a play or however we want to describe it, that has an impact of one team and the team that they're playing against at that point in time. You start officiating this thing harder, this thing will go away by itself.
And somebody says, why do other teams not try it? They do. They're not as successful.
Nobody's as good at it.
Because the Bills did it twice last year against us, and we stopped it. Couldn't get the
yard. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. That happens. Saw it. Yeah.
Chargers just got penalized.
They don't have it. Like, they have some sort of, I don't know. They created it. They have it well-oiled. It's like the Buffalo offense last night. Yep. Why can't the Chiefs do that? Well, they're not as oiled right now as Buffalo. Why can't anybody team do the Philadelphia tush push? Because they don't know every single detail that it was created. Right?
My quarterback can't squat 650 pounds.
You can copycat Chipotle's cilantro rice recipe.
It's not the same.
It's not going to taste like the one it's good.
We try it all the time. It's good, but it's not the same.
They created it.
You get all these shortcut secret recipes. I tried the corn salsa from Chipotle.
Not
it's good,
same.
But it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
Damn, their corn salsa's good.
Yeah, exactly. There's something that they put in it that they don't tell you that they put in there, right?
Sides and false starts.
Yeah, exactly. and so you've got that situation with Philadelphia. I just think it's going to go away by itself. I really do believe that they're going to officiate this thing hard. Now that the officials are speaking about it and talking about it and mentioning that they are told to call this play now, you know the league office is like, all right, we're going to end this play, and we're going to make sure that they don't do it for the rest of the year. Everybody's tired of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
we have visual evidence of it right now. And if we have visual evidence of these guys cheating and we're not calling it, now we're going to be under question by the gambling companies. We're going to be under question by the fans. We can't allow this play to continue if there is cheating, not cheating, but, you know, breaking the rules going on. It's got to be called. It's got to be policed out there on the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.